Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Jasmine Crockett has now officially entered the Texas Senate race, and not 3 days in, we already have several horrible gaffes from her and her campaign. We will be showing those today, and we'll be talking about Erica Kirk and how she has finally come out publicly against Candace Owens. She goes scorched earth on her on Fox News. Stick around for that. And as always, guys, to support the show, check out my sponsor, Noxiderm, a premium first aid antiseptic for minor cuts to support healthier looking skin and reduce the appearance of scars, in the description below. Jasmine Crockett's Senate campaign is off to a horrible start. And when I say it started off bad, what I mean is literally the first thing that she ever did was bad. This week, she released a video to announce that she was running for Texas Senate, and what her brilliant campaign staff decided to do was just post a video, I kid you not, of her listening to Trump roast her for 30 seconds straight. That's the whole video. I don't know who said this was going to be a good idea. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish with this, but we do have the campaign ad right here. Take a look.
How about this new one they have? Their new star, Crockett. How about her?
She's the new star of the Democrat Party, Jasmine Crockett. They're in big trouble.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
Crockett. Oh, man. Oh, man.
She's a very low IQ person.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Now they're going to rely on Crockett. Crockett's going to bring them back.
Yeah, I don't think that did what they intended it to do. I think everyone just liked Trump more after that. I know I did. Jasmine Crockett continued the craziness. She was interviewed and asked about what she would do for black families in Texas. And what she said was that the government should just determine the taxes you should pay based on your race.
Just this past week, I saw, I don't remember which celebrity, but it was actually a celebrity. And I was like, I don't know that that's not necessarily a bad idea, but I'd have to think through it a lot. One of the things that they propose is black folk not have to pay taxes for a certain amount of time, because then again, that puts money back in your pocket. But at the same time, it may not be as objectionable to some people about actually giving out dollars. But obviously, then you start dealing with the different tax brackets and things like that. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we argue the reparations make sense, because so many black folk, not only do you owe for the labor that was stolen and killed and all the other things, right? But the fact is, like, we end up being so far behind, right? And so it's like, how do you bring forth people? Exactly. And so it's like, if you do the no tax thing for people that are already, say, struggling and aren't really paying taxes in the first place, it doesn't really, exactly.
I don't ever want to hear again that Republicans are the ones that are dividing people based on race. This has been part of the Democrat playbook for years now. It started well before Obama, but I think Obama really made it mainstream. Biden tried to do this crap too, and now Jasmine Crockett is continuing it. They want segregation. They don't want a united country. That's why they do this. And I looked it up, by the way. If you look up, according to the IRS, only 52% of black Americans even pay income taxes. So she already basically has her wish. The big error that Democrats make is they like to say things like, oh, poor families shouldn't pay taxes. And it's like, they don't. They literally do not. The top 10% pay 90% of the taxes. That is a fact. It's just a fact. The rest of the people make money from their 1040 every year. And that's definitely true for 48% of black Americans. If racial discrimination wasn't enough, by the way, Jasmine Crockett was also on the Getting Better podcast. She made the point that criminals weren't really criminals at all and should definitely be let back on the streets.
I understood what was kind of pushing them there. And so I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. Mm. That is completely different. Being a criminal is more so about your mindset. Committing a crime can come for a lot of different reasons.
No, you're not a criminal. You just robbed someone or vandalized something, but you weren't doing those things in your mind. That's what's really important, is your intentions. In your mind, you are off being a good citizen, even though you held that lady at gunpoint and stole her purse. Your mind was pure, so you're not a criminal. That is the Democrat dogma. Again, this is not unique to Jasmine Crockett. This is what AOC believes. This is what Biden was peddling when he was president. This is what Zohran Mamdani is doing in New York. This is what Brandon Johnson is doing in Chicago. This is what Gavin Newsom is doing in California. I could go on and on and on again. And it's so crazy to me. This is just so basic. I mean, the two basic things for Americans, right, are good economy, prosperity, and safety. That's really what it comes down to at the end of the day. All the other political positions and policies are kind of just ancillary. They're out there. But what people really care about is prosperity and safety. And for whatever reason, Democrats have just decided they don't care about the safety. People hear what Jasmine Crockett is saying. They don't believe it. Like, they're, if you want to take the prosperity argument, for example, the economy is very complicated. And you can make all kinds of crazy arguments that are false, but they can sound appealing. Socialism is one of those things. But safety is not like that. People hear what Jasmine Crockett is saying, and it is, pardon my French and pardon my pun, it is a crock of you know what. Like, you know that's not true. You know criminals need to go in jail. It's just logical. Democrats actually think that Jasmine Crockett has a chance. Apparently, Jasmine Crockett certainly thinks she has a chance. And this leads me to the most ridiculous video of them all, folks. Again, you got to remember, she announced her campaign 3 days ago. We are 3 days into this thing, and we already have all this great material. In classic Democrat fashion, just like Kamala Harris and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, Jasmine Crockett has been caught using different accents. I don't know why they do this. These are the most, like, the least authentic people in the world. Here we go.
First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy, because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in.
So fake. These things just don't happen by accident. That's never happened to me where I've just been speaking and, oh, I just broke into this crazy Mexican accent. I didn't realize that that's how I spoke. Or, oh, I have a New York accent. I didn't know. No, she knows what she's doing. It's not by accident. This only happens when you're a deceitful politician. One of the things that I promised you guys from the beginning is that this show is independent. It takes money from nobody that tries to control my narrative or opinions. And one of those fantastic partners that never does this is Noxyderm. Today's bacteria are tougher and more dangerous, and every cut, scrape, or burn carries a risk of infection. That's why I use Noxyderm, a premium, fast-acting, first-aid antiseptic foam that helps protect minor wounds from infection. Noxyderm is also formulated with nitric oxide, nature's miracle molecule, to support healthier-looking skin and reduce the appearance of scars. My favorite part, because obviously my moneymaker right here can't have those scars if I get those scrapes on my face, which does happen from time to time. Don't ask me how, but it happens. That's why I use Noxyderm. I actually have mine right here. It's fantastic. You can apply it directly to your face or anywhere on your body. Also, as someone who has diabetes, I have type 1 diabetes, wounds do take longer to heal for me, which does raise that risk of infection. That's why I use Noxyderm. It is a powerful investment in my family's everyday protection. For an exclusive listener offer, visit shop.noxyderm.com/Josh Carr. Enter promo code Josh Carr. It's in the show notes below. Don't hesitate, guys. Take care of yourself and the loved and your loved ones as well. This offer is not going to last forever. Noxyderm is for minor cuts, scrapes, and burns only, not for serious wounds. A brief sting on first uses is normal and good. Noxyderm helps reduce bacteria on the skin surface and supports healthier looking skin, not a substitute for professional medical care. It finally happened, guys. Erica Kirk is speaking out against Candace Owens, and she went in today on Fox News. It's fantastic. Here is the full clip of what she said.
I do not have time to address the noise. My silence does not mean that I am complacent. Mm-hmm. My silence does not mean that somehow Turning Point USA and all of the handpicked staff that loved my husband and my husband loved them is somehow in on it. We are busy building. And you know what I thought? I thought these people are human. We are all grieving in our own way. And they are trying to find the answer to something that happened that was so evil. They are trying so hard. And I get that. We're doing the same. Anytime we hear a lead or anytime we hear anything, we send it to the authorities. Please dig into this. No rock will be unturned. But when you go after my family, my Turning Point USA family, my Charlie Kirk Show family, when you go after the people that I love, and you're making hundreds and thousands of dollars every single episode going after the people that I love because somehow they're in on this. No.
You know, I have to say it. I've never seen you like this.
No, this is righteous anger because this is not okay. It's not healthy. This is a mind virus. Yes, I believe in our judicial system. I do. We have a hell of a team working on this. Excuse my French. But this is not okay.
So you want to put these people back in the box where they've been creeping from?
I don't care what box you're in. But just know that your words are very powerful, and we are human. My team are not machines, and they're not robots. They are human. We have more death threats on our team and our side than I have ever seen. I have kidnapping threats. I have, you name it, we have it. And my poor team is exhausted. And every time they bring this back up, what are we supposed to do? Relive that trauma all over again? They watched my husband get murdered.
Love it. Love all of it. Candace Owens is a nasty person. And before I talk about the reaction to all of this, I want to talk about Candace Owens and her money for a second. Because I've alleged on this show before that Candace Owens has made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of lying on Charlie Kirk's death. She's lied about it. She's made lots of money. And I want to show you, Erica Kirk makes the same point right there. But I want to dive into how much she's truly made. Because I am also a political commentator, obviously on a smaller scale. But I have a pretty good idea off of how much people like her make. Fortunately, on the YouTube side of things, we have a new app called ViewStats. Everyone can go download this if you want. It's actually made by MrBeast. And what you're seeing right here is Candace Owens' ViewStats. Basically what they do is they go in, and because views are public knowledge, they can surmise how many views you've gotten over a certain time period. And what they can also do is, based off your niche, they can deduce how much money you are making per 1,000 views. That's kind of how this industry works. You make money per 1,000 views. In political commentary, it tends to be between $3, maybe $2.50 and $10. And so, again, there's a range. You can see at the very bottom of Candace Owens' page, this is over 90 days, which the reason why I've chosen 90 days is because, unfortunately, 90 days ago was when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And you can see at the bottom is her estimated revenue. Now, in my experience, and I'll just put my cards out on the table here, it's the high end of this. That's the case for my profile. You can go look at mine if you really want to. Sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it's not. It has glitches from time to time. But right now, her estimated revenue on the high end, again, this is just from YouTube revenue, is $775,000. And you'll notice it's up $184K. Interesting. I really love that feature. It shows if you're on the up or on the down. You can also see that her views are up 28%. She's been very lucrative with her talking and lying about Charlie Kirk. Now, again, that's $750,000 just on YouTube, Rumble, and the other platforms. I think it's reasonable to assume that that number would be double. So she's made at least $1.5 million just from views. And then she also has sponsors, and I'm less familiar with her sponsor deals. All of them are going to be different. They can range from $10 per 1,000 views to $50 per 1,000 views. But I think it is safe to say she would at least have double the amount of money in sponsorship deals to what she is making on YouTube. I'd estimate on the low end, if she has no sponsors, $1.5 million from talking about Charlie Kirk. I'd say on the high end, $4.5 million. I know that's a large range, but it's safe to say that she has milked this for all it is worth. She's made millions of dollars off of this. She has milked her fake information for as long as she can, and she's been debunked over and over and over again. Over and over again, people come out and they say, hey, you don't understand what you're even talking about. You're misrepresenting this. You're just straight up lying about that. You're not showing us the evidence on this or the sources on that. And she does not care. She doesn't respond to it. And the reason why is because she's making so much money. And again, you can see that from her profile over at ViewStats. All she cares about is money. Erica Kirk was on Fox News Radio, made another point that I think is really good. I think a lot of people have not considered this, which is that not only is Candace Owens doing this for the money, but she's actively hurting justice by tainting a future jury's opinion on all of this. Take a look.
We have a trial coming up. Unfortunately, that trial is in a long time. What I want to be mindful of for people is that this was a murder. This is not something that, what I don't want to have happen is for this to taint the jury pool. I don't. I want my husband, I want justice for my husband more than any other person on the internet, any other person in this world. That was my husband and the father to my kids. We will make sure, and we have been turning over every single stone, going down every single lead. So when these people say, oh, they haven't talked about this or done that, how do you know? You're not in those meetings with the attorneys and the prosecutors. You have no idea. And why would we share that information exactly with the internet to what? Then give the defense more stuff that's not true?
Like, she's absolutely right. You have to ask yourself, do you honestly think that Tyler Robinson's attorney is not going to use these conspiracy theories to taint the opinion of the jury? Of course he will. That's his job as an attorney, and he will do it. One of the things that sickens me most about all of this is how people have reacted to Erica Kirk specifically. I'm going to talk more about this probably on the show next week. But we've got tweets like this coming out. And this has been routine now for months. From the Patriotic Blonde. Screw her, by the way. She said, the epitome of grief, and it's Erica Kirk posing. Apparently, Erica Kirk can never smile for the rest of her life. Another post from John Miller. Screw him. Just being honest. He said, we really doing this with the napkin? Erica Kirk tissue tour? Like, if you can't go anywhere without sobbing, just stay home and grieve. Believe it or not, you don't have to do a giant book tour 3 months after your husband was shot and killed. So you've got both, right? Hey, you can't smile. You can't smile. That's evil. Your husband died. On the other side, how dare you cry? How dare you go out and talk to people about the legacy of your husband? Matt Walsh, I really appreciate this from him. He tweeted this out. If she cries, they say she's performing. If she doesn't cry, they say she should be crying. If she frowns, she's faking it. If she smiles, why isn't she frowning? The internet peanut gallery on both sides has created a lose-lose situation for a grieving widow. A bunch of bored losers passing the time by casually demeaning a widow just for fun. I'm disgusted by it. Same. How anyone could do that is beyond me. It's crazy. He tweeted out again. This kind of thing is so effing stupid. This was in response to those tweets I just showed you. And I'm sick of it. Have you idiots never been around a grieving person before? Have you morons never in your life known anyone who was mourning? It's very common for grieving family members to smile at the funeral, let alone 3 months later. They smile when they remember happy moments with their loved one. They smile at the kindness shown to them by others. Or they smile for 1,000 other reasons because they're human beings. And humans are capable of experiencing a range of emotions on any given day. What do you expect? That she's going to only frown and cry every second of the day for the next 10 years? But then when she does cry, you accuse her of faking that too. It's almost like you're determined to hate this woman no matter what for reasons that I can't possibly understand. I'm sick. I'm tired of it. What the F is wrong with you people? Just waiting for any opportunity to dunk on a grieving widow. You sick freaks. Absolutely. Thank you, Matt Walsh. The reality is people grieve in different ways. Erica really has three main goals right now in her life, as far as I can tell, and they're incredibly taxing. One, she's got to take care of her kids. People scrutinize her for that. Two, she's got to run Turning Point. She's the CEO, and that includes defending it from Candace Owens and other people who are trying to destroy it. And three, she's also trying to prosecute Charlie's killer. And the way she is being hyper-analyzed and scrutinized, I think, is just frankly horrific because she is a grieving widow. And I'm glad she's punching back. I think this is the litmus test of our day for the conservative movement. If you are attacking widows, you have no place in the conservative movement as far as I'm concerned. Tax season is right around the corner, guys, and I wanted to tell you about the people who do my taxes, QuickTax America. The reason why I've chosen QuickTax America is because they do all federal tax returns for only $76. No catches, no gimmicks. They literally do it all for you. You don't have to do the work, and it's only $76 no matter how complicated your taxes are. They're fantastic. I think their average tax return, they said last year, was over $3,000 for their clients. So go check them out when you get your tax documents at quicktaxamerica.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.